Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jocelyn and Tanea.
Pardon. That's the song that they sung at
the stuck in my head since I watched it.
Pardon. I don't even know the song, but I know pardon.
It was legendary. That was like one of the best final lip syncs in a long time.
Literally ever. Mm-hmm. It was such a.
We'll get into it later, because if you're ready, we could get into it, girl, because you know I'm ready. Because that was just, it was a really good finale with a good top three. It was the one that, they were the top three. Sorry, guys, we are clearly talking about RuPaul's Drag Race.
Hello. Yes, season four, episode eight. We're getting right into it. We're good. We're great.
Right. We watch too much TV, and we are so obsessed. And you all know that we are RuPaul Drag Race fanatics. Oof. And it is the end of season 16. And we're about to go into a new season of All Stars, which we are excited for. We can't wait to check out the cast for that. But we just saw, let's just talk about it, bestie. We saw Nymphia Wynn crowned as the season 16 queen, which is something.
Round of applause.
Yeah, round of applause sound. It was something Tanea called for as from the premiere. And I supported as well for Nymphia. And they reminded me, because she's not the first Asian queen, but she is the first East Asian queen, because Raja is also Asian. Mm-hmm. So the irony of that is the fact that Raja and Nymphia, they are just fashion goddesses.
Amazing queens when it comes to what they wear. They always just know. Always.
Yeah. And so if you could remember last week's episode, I wasn't sure how Nymphia will hold in a lip sync against Safira, because we never saw Nymphia really lip sync, you know,
right,
the performance challenges. So baby, she was sitting on some talent.
She was amazing.
She ate Safira up. It was just so, I was like, they were saying how Safira's going to have nightmares of balloons the way
Shay got nightmare of rose petals.
Yes. Because
they saw a video of Safira doing a meet and greet, and they played the Pardon song by Kylie Minogue, and she stopped. She's like, they're playing Pardon? It's too soon. It's too soon.
Baby, the way
Nymphia ate her up.
Like, first of all, this is what I had down. Nymphia was the clear winner from the intro look. It just looked from, compare her intro look to Safira's intro look to Plain Jane's. Like, she came out with that gold. It was just like, okay, I'm a winner.
That she made herself, by the way, and her signature yellow. And, you know, everybody was like, you know, it could have been annoying, but the way she elevated it and did it to herself, like to show this is who I am, but I'm going to get elegant. Amazing. Right.
Like, it was the banana that was the stem. And
yes.
And she took off the stem, and then the banana peels came down. It was just so eleganza. Then her solo performance, like, she was a pop star.
Oh, she got it.
I felt like, because with Plain Jane, like, she does that little, I'm nervous, I'm coy, that act, and it kind of looked a little weird at first. I really looked like she didn't know what she was doing. And then her hair was stuck on her lip gloss throughout the entire performance. She kept trying to fix it, but it just kind of took away from it. And her fashion wasn't that great. It was just a regular.
Yeah, I was bored with her.
Yeah.
Her single. I was bored. I was like, she's not going to win.
And then
I wasn't interested.
Safira, as much as I love Safira and her slew feet, I have been so tired of her shoes. I know because of her slew foot or whatever, she's limited on the kind of shoes that she can wear, but she wears the same shoes every time. She just like kind of bedazzles them to change it, but it's the same little witchcraft looking 1690 cleats or whatever the hell they are. It's just not serving. It's not a real heel. It's like a chunky, bulky heel. And it just, yeah. So that always kills me. She still did a great job. But when you just look overall, when it comes to the song choice, the delivery, the fashion, Nymphia was a pop star queen.
Yeah, like, and when they did the battle, I actually did not like Sapphira. I thought she just looked too jumpy and like she was doing too much.
Agreed.
When it was like Nymphia, it just didn't look.
I feel like she got nervous because she saw that Nymphia was eating her up. And yeah. So she kind of just started getting sloppy. And Nymphia would just continue to eat crumb after crumb. Like, just, she was busting out the split. Sapphira always bust out the split, but we hadn't seen Nymphia bust out the split. So it was just like her splits. Then she did the legs up the wall. Then it was just like, she did the duck walk really clean. It was a clean duck walk. And then she's just so demure and dainty with it. And then the other thing I'll say too, even as it relates to with Plain Jane, it would have been nice to see her be a little bit more humble and heartwarming when she gave her speech. But I can see that's just not how she is. She just doesn't show emotion. I know she's Russian. They're kind of known for being a little more like kind of stoic and just kind of, you know, reserved. But that it was a fail because Nymphia shined with that. Her speech, her mother's speech, her story, what she represents. It was just her moment. She was meant to win. And I don't think anyone can deny that. Like, no.
Definitely 100% was. And to your point, when Plain was like, she was gagged because she wasn't like the winner. I'm like, well, I love that level of delusion for you because really? I would love to be that delusional. But to me, it was very clear. Like, it's not even the fact that she had the balloons as the reveal. It was the boba tea, which is the national drink of Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And then it was the fact that she did four reveals because people forgot she flipped and was naked. Yes. So like 100% deserved. I think her personality is showing. She is doing her thing, making like me so proud. I'm going to probably go to a Nymphia show because she just looks fun as hell. So, yeah. What did you think about the other queens coming back? The Miss Congeniality tie?
I was okay with the Miss Congeniality tie, but not really. I felt like Tsunami Muse was nice, but she wasn't congenial. Like the way Sapphira was congenial to everyone. Like she really, you saw her being so supportive, making dresses for people like that. I didn't think there was a need to tie that. I feel like maybe they tied it just in case she won and they didn't want her to win two things. But
you just took the words out of my mouth. I said, I think they all voted for Tsunami thinking that Sapphira couldn't win because she was top three. But I think some of them was like, well, we don't care. We think she. So I think that's what it was. The people who voted for no shade, to your point, I don't think it wasn't shown, not even because she wasn't there as much, but Sapphira was literally there helping the epitome of congeniality. So yes.
I wasn't sure if they were just showing shots of a mandatory meeting's face. Like her, the way they had it look like she had a straight face when Plain Jane was like giving her speech. I was so weak. Like a mandatory meeting's face was hilarious, but it was nice to see all the queens be able to come back. And, you know, that's always fun to just see them come back with their look and just represent themselves and remind everyone why they didn't win. I do think that Q had the best looks out of all of them. But yeah, we'll see if she can redeem herself in like a season of All-Stars. She's good All-Stars material.
Yes, yes. Speaking of All-Stars, last thing. Have you seen or are you on like the RuPaul Reddit where they talk about like the supposed cast of All-Stars 9?
I've seen some speculation on Twitter of who I think, what was it, Vanjie?
Yes. They said Georges.
Georges. Yes.
They said Gottmik.
Yes.
They said Nina West.
Mm-hmm.
Chanel from season one.
Yes. Roxy Andrews. Roxy Andrews. And I believe there's one that we're missing.
And 98% of the time, these things are true. That's why I'm starting to believe them.
Right. Right. And that sounds like a good lineup. It's a good, it's a no elimination, meaning so everybody is going to make it to the end until one person is crowned.
Just keep Vanjie on my TV because she's always funny.
She's always good television, but it's like, well, I hope she improves her fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always like, girl, don't come with those fucking bodysuits because you know Michelle is going to eat you up. Just the same look.
Well, she got money now. She got to get it together.
Right.
You've been on the TV.
Right. So, but I'm definitely, and George's Miss Lip Sync Assassin.
Yeah.
Let's see. And Roxy, I'm a fan of Roxy because she can always turn a look as well. She has a great personality, a great ass. And Chanel, you know, early days, like she's going to remind people of just her. She was one of the early ones. Like she was like a runner up, right?
Yeah. She was second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was definitely second or top three, but Chanel's always been that girl. Mm-hmm. Always.
So it'll be good. It'll be really good. I love, my favorite is always when they bring back the more seasoned queens. So yes. So we're excited. We're excited. Between that and then my show Evil is coming back for its final season. I'm so sad. But
oh,
I'm like,
I saw that on Deadline. I thought about you.
Oh. Yes. I'm pissed off. That's fucked up.
This is like the second show this season that got canceled on you. First it was Rap Shit, and now it's Evil. Why am I doing this to my
friend? What is happening? So anyways, I might just reignite my Paramount Plus subscription temporarily to watch my shows temporarily. But Evil. But yeah. All right. So we kind of kicked off early, but now let's officially get into our weekly grab.
Shout out to Muhammad. He's an
editor. Shout out to Muhammad. He edits our podcast, and you can tell that he loves our show.
Yes.
You literally tell that he, because I can imagine, I don't even know if he really knows these shows or anything, but he's entertained by us talking about them. So
you might look them up. You never know.
I would assume. I would think so. So yeah. So shout out to Muhammad. But all right, best friend, what's first on your weekly grab?
So first on my weekly grab is one of the funniest, like most rewarding shows that has come out in a long time is Looped on Apple TV Plus that we have temporarily. We will be getting rid of it soon, but not until all seasons of Looped are out. It stars Maya Rudolph. She's beautiful. She's talented. She's a rich woman because her Jeff Bezos kind of inspired husband cheated on her. And she had like $1 billion. They didn't have a prenup or like five. She has a lot of money and she's just super rich. But she's trying to give it all away. She inherited his charity. So she does things to like improve it. MJ Rodriguez from Pose is like the manager. Sophia, I like love her character in it. She's like falling in love this season. It's so cute. And then you have Joe Kim. He's like the funny relief and Maya Rudolph's assistant. It's hilarious. Like the show is, it's so heartwarming. Like before we started the show, we were just talking about life, and watching a show like this just makes me laugh. This last episode, she's like 50 and horny and she just like wants to have sex and she goes to this retreat and sees Benjamin Bratt, that older, like, handsome Spanish actor. And they have a one-night stand. And she's like, this is the best night of my life. Like, it was, it's just such a funny, cute show. It's 29 minutes. I hope everybody watches it because we cannot get another good show canceled. But it's Loot. It's on Apple TV Plus. And I love that show. I'm not canceling until that show's over.
Okay. I love it. If you like it, I love it. I don't know about getting Apple Plus.
Yes, it's another bill. It's another bill.
Right, because Lenny was just asking me, hey, baby girl, do you have Apple Plus subscription?
Sound like somebody I know. My mother be like, what's the password?
Right, yeah. I'm like, no, I wish I did just for him. Because, you know, the parents, they be holding us down with the logins. But I do not have Apple Plus because there's nothing that has captivated me to want to subscribe. Mm. They haven't pulled me in yet. But so first on my weekly grab is Summer House, the white one. I love how
you always have to say now Summer House, like regular, it's the not, white
one. Yes, because then now we have the black Summer House and the white Summer House. But I love both. I love both. I love my whites in the Hamptons, and I love my blacks in Martha's Vineyard.
We love them all. We love them all.
We just love seeing people enjoy their summer in a house together and have drama. So the latest drama on Summer House, we see Danielle being a pick Misha by scolding Paige for not being so hyped to change her life for Craig. So, you know, Paige is dating Craig from Southern Charm and Craig is from South Carolina. So he's so like marriage and home and I'm not moving to New York. Like we could live better here in South Carolina. But Paige is a New York City girl. And she loves her independence and she's living her best life. And while she loves Craig and she loves their relationship and she's riding for it, she's not so gung-ho on like jumping and get married and changing her life because she enjoys her life. So she's having a conversation with Kyle, who's married to Amanda, and Danielle, who was like best friends with Lindsay, but they were on the outs when Danielle kind of started hating on Lindsay and Carl's relationship last season, but now they're ending it. But Paige is talking to Kyle and Danielle. And Kyle is just asking her, like, you know, like, what do you want? It seems like, are you willing to marry him or not? And like, Paige is just explaining herself. And Danielle just kind of comes at her like, I feel like you give him nothing. And, you know, basically, you should be willing to do more for the relationship and, you know, but instead you're kind of just self-absorbed into what you want. Mind you, Danielle ain't got no man.
Who asked Danielle? I don't know none of these people.
Exactly.
Who
asked Danielle?
And the girl.
And so Paige. So you see Paige say in her confessional, like, Danielle is the first one to hold up the mirror to someone else to tell them about themselves. But as soon as you hold the mirror back, it's like, where'd you go? You know, you're missing because she can't really handle it. I will say Danielle is a Capricorn and that is kind of a Capricorn thing. So I could take accountability on that. But at the same time, it's like, I like the way Danielle is so quick to just pass judgment on people. And it's like, y'all not even cool like that. Nobody, your opinion wasn't even warranted. I'm more of the Capricorn who's a reactor.
Mm-hmm.
Like you kind of knocked at the door and I opened that bitch up. Why?
Surprise.
Right. I'm also not bitter. And Danielle is giving bitter because even when she was talking to Lindsay, Lindsay was asking her about the recent date she had. And Danielle's trying to downplay it and then goes, well, like, you know, I just look at the relationships in this house and nobody really seems super happy. So I'm kind of okay being single. And it's like, so she basically shaded the other couples while bigging up being single. It's like, girl, no, you're not. No, you're not. But anyways, on to Lindsay and Carl. So remember, we already know that Carl called off the engagement. They're no longer together, but we're seeing the buildup to that. So now—
Also, they're still together in the show right now.
Yes, they're still together, but it's just like crumbling right before our eyes. So when Lindsay, like even when the news came out that Carl called off the engagement, Lindsay was like, she was blindsided. But watching the show, it's like, girl, how? Like, you're so delusional. Like, so in this latest episode, you see Carl has already been toying with the idea of going back to Loverboy. That's the beverage company that Kyle started. And he recruited like Carl and his wife, Amanda. Like Amanda works in marketing and Carl also is like a brand ambassador. Works in marketing, but Carl had left for a while, especially when he got with Lindsay. Also then, you know, it's an alcoholic beverage and Carl's been focused on his sobriety, but Carl has the idea of, you know, especially he's smart because it's the wave right now, like a mocktail drink and launching a non-alcoholic bar.
Oh, I love that.
Exactly. So he wants to get back with Loverboy to kind of launch this. And Lindsay is just not supporting it. Like you even see him being nervous to tell Lindsay about his idea because he knows that she's going to shut it down. And her excuse is like, she's wanting him to do what she wants him to do. Like she wants a man who's going to have a more stable career so that when they get pregnant and they have a child, she could focus on being home with the kid, and she doesn't want somebody who's up and down, you know. And as someone who's married, I completely understand. But the other thing is, like, you have to support your man as he is going through these transitions and decisions. Like, you can't bash right. what his way of wanting to figure things out for himself.
Right.
And Lindsay's doing the exact opposite. And so you just see how that is just tearing them apart. And so now the preview for next week's episode is Carl talking to his parents. I think he unloads everything to them. And you see his parents telling him, like, this is not going to work. This is a disaster waiting to happen.
Really?
Yep. Yep. So I just wanted to talk about that because it's like, Lindsay, girl, you were the cause of your own demise in this relationship. And then now your ex-BFF coming, you know, trying to come back around Danielle, being bitter with Paige. Y'all were made for each other. Y'all go back to being single, bitter friends and figuring it out and stay out of everybody else's business who got their stuff figured out.
Okay? But it's always interesting for them to watch it back. Like, I could only imagine what she's feeling and going through being in that, like, space. Because now you've been through this months ago. So now you got to watch it. You got to hear the tweets and the mentions and the all of the feedback. So I can only imagine what she's going through. Meanwhile, Carl probably like, see?
Yeah.
See, everybody agree.
He is being redeemed completely. There's nothing I feel Carl has done wrong. And I'm being very honest. And I would be the first to say otherwise. But there's nothing I don't think he's doing wrong. So there's that. But all right, best friend, what's next on your weekly grab?
Last on my weekly grab is a new show that I feel like you would be very proud that I watch, because I usually don't like shows like this, but it had a Black family.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, let me see what it's about. And it's called The Spiderwick Chronicles on Roku channel. And we all know Roku is free $3.99. So you don't need to pay for that and cancel it temporarily. It stars Joy Bryant, our girl from Honey, and Christian Slater. And it's based on a book. Basically, a wife goes through a divorce. She has twins and an older daughter. Her great grandfather owns, like, this big house in, like, this small town. He believed in, like, secret creatures, and they were real. And then one of his daughters did, Joy Bryant's aunt, but her mom was like, no, that's crazy, whatever. So the father really taught the other daughter about this other world. But then the mother, after the father died, committed the sister like, she's crazy, forget about it. But Joy Bryant remembers certain creatures and certain things going on or whatever. So basically, it all reveals itself as this, like, secret world with ogres. And there's a Mulgarath. And, like, he needs a guide of how to survive to get rid of, like, the two worlds. But one of the twins is different. They think he's bad, but he just is like the grandfather and aunt. He knows everything that's going on. So while the aunt is, like, in the hospital, he has to, like, figure out the secret world. And then you got the Mulgrave coming back as a therapist. And he's, like, looking like a normal person, but he's an ogre, some evil guy who could change. It's crazy. It's a lot.
Yeah, I see why you said I would like it. It sounds up my...
It's very, like, magical and, like,
yeah,
sorceress and monsters and that. And so I just think
as soon as I find my Roku remote, I have to buy another one because
I feel like
apartment.
Yes, you would like it.
I have everything but my damn Roku remote.
And it's like the family is slowly starting to believe that, like, there is something going on, because little things are happening where they see spirits, they hear things. And so they know that it's real, but now they have to hurry up and figure something out before the Mulgrave fake human being guy, like, gets the book and, like, destroys Earth and kills everybody or something. So it's actually, like, good. So I'm on episode 5. I have a couple more left. But I was like, okay, Spiderwick Chronicles, I'm not going to read no book. But I'm going to finish the season off.
Oh, yeah, I'd rather do the show, so.
Yes, it's really, I think you will like it. I can't wait till you find Jim remote and tell me if you like it or not.
You're right, I need to find this damn remote. I'm going crazy. I'm watching TV on my computer. It's insane.
Remotes need, like, alarms. Random. Remotes need a lot.
Well, that's So that new Roku remote I'm looking at, it says it has the Find My Remote feature. So I'm like, yeah, that's probably what I need. Okay. Last on our weekly grab is Love and Marriage DC reunion. So, child, it's a whole hot mess. I think the show is over. At this point, it's gotten too messy and a bit ghetto.
Damn.
Ashley is at war with like everyone. I think the only one she gets along with is Winter, who's like giving like pick me vibes. Sherelle and Block, who are just friends of the show. So, you know, she doesn't like Joy and Clifton. And now her and Arena and Jamie just, it's bad. Like the couples are just battling each other. So I think on this last episode, you see too many low digs are being taken on and off camera, where Ashley's saying things behind the scenes, Arena's saying things, but even I'll say Arena disappointed me by just blurting out on the reunion something that didn't even need to be said, but she was like, because apparently Ashley has this assistant that be talking mad crap about her.
And, oh, wow, that's not good.
And Arena was like, well, your assistant is the one talking about how you don't pay her and she does everything for the kids because you're too drunk to. And it was just like, oh, shit, no. That was just a low blow. You didn't even need to say that now. It did. And then Ashley's defense is just getting loud and buff the whole time. It's just like, oh, girl. Then even afterwards, she's on Twitter going off. I had to tell her about herself. I even jumped
in. Wait, what you said?
So far, I've gotten 36 likes on my response to Ashley. I said, I have a couple, actually. We could talk about my other one that seems to be a hit tweet. I said, this show has gotten real ghetto and messy, and you definitely play a huge part in both areas. Everyone is too grown to be acting this way in front of or behind the cameras. You should watch this back and want to work on yourself. Not come on Twitter screaming as usual. Actually, it's up to 40 likes.
Wow.
Someone responded and said, it's giving done and done. At this point, I only like the Tylers. And someone else said, exactly. Okay.
So, yeah, because she just seems like she does a lot. Like,
yeah.
Seems like she does like a lot. There's something in her. I'm like, yeah, it's probably you.
Exactly. So, yep, that's pretty much it. Like, I mean, I also feel like Joy is standoffish. It's just like, it's getting weird. And ultimately, like, when marriage, Love and Marriage, this franchise is supposed to be about, it's supposed to be about marriage and love. And like, even like with the conflict, you come back together. But Ashley is just too stubborn. I could still see where Arena would be willing to rebuild a bridge. I don't know. But yeah, Ashley's too stubborn and so is Joy. So to me, I'm just like, throw shit away. It's not even that serious. I Love and Marriage Huntsville is just so good. The new trailer.
I was going to ask, did you see the trailer? What'd you think?
I love that show. You know,
I saw the trailer.
I love that messy ass show. I love it.
I thought, oh, this looks good. Okay.
Yes. And then the new one, Love and Marriage Detroit, we got a soror on there. That one is more really about actual, like, they all have a relationship. And that was the basis of Huntsville. Now, granted, I'll say that was the basis of DC as well, but it's gotten too messy. So unless they are really willing to move past things, because you still got to film a show, I just don't see how they're going to be able to move forward. But we'll see, because that's happened before with other shows in the past where they're like, I'm done. But now that y'all not done with collecting this
everybody
check,
be like, I'm sorry.
this allegedly $2,500 check that you get from Carlos King.
Wait, $2,500 an episode?
That's the rumor. And Heavenly confronted him on that during their messy Mondays. And he was like, girl, we changing the subject. I'm not talking about it. Yes, baby, but I'm not even gonna say it, because, you know, Carlos.
I mean, all gotta have they own on. I
don't know, child, but that's the word on the street, and his response.
Well, maybe he take. You know what? We don't know. We gonna be quiet. We don't know.
But I know whatever they are getting, they need to work on that lighting at the reunions, because it's horrible.
That was live. I don't know why. I'm not a fan of live reunion. I like it taped.
It was live.
Yes, the DC one. Oh, I feel like it was live.
I don't think it was live. They recorded that months ago because I actually remember
it was an opening.
Winter went on Twitter and said, like, we just recorded the reunion. And people were like, well, where the hell is the show at? Because the show still hadn't returned. That wasn't live.
Oh, I thought it was live.
No,
I thought it was. I was about to say, no, don't be live. But no, it just was, the lighting was just bad.
It's horrible, right? It was horrible. So, yeah.
It was very much bad.
But that was that. I haven't dragged anyone yet, so I'm ready to. So let's get into our piss poor performance. Who you got first, best friend?
Okay, so my piss poor, which you kind of mentioned it, and then I realized it kind of really pissed me off. Mm. Plain Jane, I really didn't like her attitude. I'm trying to think about who, because before I was like, I don't know who pissed me off. But when you mentioned it, I was like, confidence is key, but like, I did not like her attitude when she lost. I didn't like her face. It wasn't gracious. I mean, now she's gracious. There's rumors that her and Nymphia are actually like dating. Yes, there's a rumor that they're like are half hooked up, dating. I don't know how true it is, but I just think like sportsmanship is very important. And I really didn't like her attitude. And when I was looking at clips, I just noticed like she just looked real stink. So guys, let's just be better losers. Cause I saw Safira's face look a little nervous when Rue was announcing the winner, like her gut knew it wasn't her time, but she didn't look like Plain Jane's face in a freeze frame looked like they're stupid. And I don't like that. So you're going to get my piss poor because that's not showmanship.
She needs to fix that before she goes to All-Stars and lose again.
Because I'm telling you,
congenial wins.
Mm, all the time. We always rooting for the nice person.
Right. So yeah, girl.
Who are you dragging today?
All right, so I'm going to the Black Summer House. I am going to Martha's Vineyard. And it's a trio of them. Summer, who you have dragged already before. Bria and Jordan.
Mm.
And I thought I liked Jordan. I thought I liked her kind of in season one, but she also was kind of just getting on my nerves with her just a negative vibe. So in this episode, for one, everybody's insufferable. For the most part, everybody is insufferable, minus like a few people. But we'll start with Summer, right? Now, you done heard me on the earlier episodes of this podcast talk about how Summer just blurted out at the table, Alex has been inside me. Best friend, why did she say it again?
Because I haven't seen the new episode, so she said it again.
In exact words, like verbatim. So the girl Noelle, who's been flirting with Alex, just wants to know why Summer didn't tell her that she had already kind of, you know, hooked up with Alex. And here goes Summer. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want me to tell you that he's been inside me and I made him come like how many times? Well, fuck me then. And then she like gets up dramatically and storms off. I'm like, why is this the second time? Now, this was my second hit tweet about a reality show. Why is this the second time someone blurted out how Alex has been inside her? Like, girl, that one got 196 likes, 2 bookmarks.
Like, please stop saying that.
In exact words, like, it's like, girl, like, what? Like, somebody said, it seems to be an accomplishment for her.
That's going to be on her tombstone, Summer.
Like,
she let Alex inside her.
Yeah, Alex was inside her. Like, girl.
Not even cute. Don't say that.
Right. So she just really gets on my nerves. It's just like, time and time again, she is just being so, so, so annoying. On top of the fact that for someone who claimed, and you brought this up, best friend, for someone who claimed that Alex's sex was bad and whack, is holding on to a lot of emotion about him having been inside you, Chad.
Yes.
So, yeah, we'll see. Now, next on the list is Bria. And we already know Bria is just a brat. And Preston called her a brat on the latest episode. She just acted mad dramatic about the possibility of Mariah coming to the house next weekend. Because remember, Mariah kind of assaulted her last season for being a brat. by the way. And then just Bria starts acting like a brat again. And it's kind of just like, it's getting old. It's just like, girl, like you are so whiny. You're more whiny than your dog Milo. It's
yeah. Just
like, girl, shut your little tiny trap up. You're always screaming and yelling, and it's me, and then we have Jordan, and this ties in all of them, minus Summer, because I was paying attention to everybody's face. So Jasmine made her pregnancy announcement. She ended up giving birth in February, but it's like, she's making this announcement to the house. She's been hiding it the whole time they've been out there. And so she does this dinner party saying that there's going to be a special guest there. Bria's all like, it better not be Mariah because da 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 da. And it turns out she's saying the guest has been with us this whole time. And then she announces that she's pregnant with a boy. You can clearly see Bria and Jordan do not look like happy or supportive with the news. The cameras are catching that. They keep flashing over to them to show you how the fake smiles and fake reactions that they're giving Jasmine, who's supposed to be their friend. And when in a confessionals, Jordan says, yeah, this is great. You know, it's their first pregnancy. Well, I know this is Jasmine's first pregnancy. I don't really know. I'm not trying to be shady, but I don't really know about Silas. And it was just like, what was the purpose of saying that?
Why? Why you gotta be such a hater?
Why? And this is supposed to be your friend. And if we go back to when the little tension they had in season one, remember, she was just mad at Jasmine for trying to hook her up with someone. What is your beef? Like, are you mad that Jasmine's in a different phase of life that you're not in yet? And then on top of that, you're crying every episode about your alopecia and being insecure about you losing your hair. So the least we could see you do is be like a nice, kind, supportive, compassionate friend. But instead, we see her being bitter and negative to everybody. Jasmine, Summer, Bria. Like, there's not anyone that she looks like she genuinely likes. A lot of people are saying it looks like she's checked out, like she doesn't even want to be there. And I do think it's more stemming from just her own insecurity and inner battles.
I was going to say, sometimes when you're going through some stuff and you're not aware and not honest with what you're going through, unbeknownst to yourself or others, you're just negative.
Yep.
And I just don't even think she's aware of the energy she's giving off. But that's why it's a gift and a curse when you're on shows like this.
Yep.
Everybody sees it now and you can't hide from it because there's no reason for you to hate on this girl. This girl did not steal your man, your money, or your job. So it's no reason for you to be so mad at her, especially when she's having such a profound announcement. And that's why motherfuckers don't tell y'all.
And on top of the fact that she's going through this alone, her husband is drafted right now, or stationed. So it's like, where is the sympathy? Where is the compassion? It's like so crazy. So I just think that Jasmine, right now, she's so focused on the pregnancy. We're not seeing it, but I want to see if it's going to happen over the season where it's like she's really evaluating who her real friends are. And, you know, me and Tanae can tell you firsthand, especially from high school to college to those early post-college years, your circle of friends will change drastically as you just really start to kind of outgrow people.
It's normal and it's healthy and it's okay. And it's just like, doesn't have to be dramatic or insane, but it's a real thing that happens. But sometimes you have to notice, like, no, these people are not for you. They do not support you. They do not love you. They do not want you to win. So
right.
Jordan, you need some therapy, girl.
Seriously. No, like literally, seriously, she does. But all right, let's go into our yes segment. Which I think will tie in because we have some. So best friend, who you got?
My yes is for an old tenderoni, a grandpa who has not been on the TV screen since I was about 10, 20 plus years. But he is making just this show so amazing for me, from his jokes to his energy to the last episode where he just like tore it down. And that is Keefla. Tifa, I don't know what you do for a living, but I need you more on TV, social media. Like, you just have personality. I was rooting for you. I was just like, Cyrus, just go home. I was cutting so much ass.
Like, Cyrus was cutting his own ass. Cyrus was like, ah, come and leave in one day. That was crazy.
I was so sad to see Tony Tom leave. I hope he comes back again. But I also just love Keefla. This is about Keefla. Every time he was on my mind, he acted like he was hurt and then he busted out in the dance.
I busted out laughing.
And then he started busting it down. I said that
shit was so funny.
To the point, Keefla or Leroy for the win, because we need a black man win. Okay, so I just love Keefla. Yes, I hope he wins. He's good on TV. He's a good time. I can just say he's good energy. I love his vibe. And I think he showed, like, yeah, I might be the oldest, but I still got y'all. So I was so happy that he won.
Yeah, so I even think if he doesn't win, I can tell that the producers are going to bring him back. The same way they do with Cyrus. Like,
yeah.
Solidified himself as a challenge All-Stars returner. But also, before I even go into my yes, I did also find it interesting when Rachel got a star, was able to give a star to someone, and she gave it to Victoria. I mean, take a star away from someone. And she took away, who did she take it from?
Avery's star and gave it to Monica.
And I was like, why would you not take away Cara Maria's star? Like,
dummy. And why would you not give it to, like, like, why would you give it to anybody? Why you just didn't go upstairs? Why you had to take away a
star? She should have took away Cara Maria's star and gave it to Victoria. So then all three of them would have had a star.
Veronica.
What I called it?
Victoria. You keep saying Victoria.
Veronica, child. The one that
you know had what? No, she should have took away Cara Maria's star for sure.
Yes. If you came in here with Victoria, Veronica and Tina. Then Tina already has a star, then you have a star, then you take Cara Maria's star, who's a major competitor and will bust all of your ass, and you give it to Veronica, dummy.
So yeah.
I don't know. That kind of was screaming like
secret. Even if you don't give it to Veronica, you take away Cara Maria's star.
No, it was just screaming like secret.
Give it to a guy. Give it to a guy. You can do that.
Something was going on, so I don't know. But my yes is a piggyback off of Tanea's piss poor from like last week or the week before. Ayana being sent home, because I told y'all she is annoying. She has annoyed me in every season of whatever she's been on I've had to watch. I know you were saying she's going through something right now, and I don't wish bad on nobody, especially like health issues, but I'm just talking about the show. She is so annoying. Like,
so annoying.
Everything you said about how she acted on the show was absolutely right. On top of just even this last episode where we've seen how she bold-faced lied, you definitely started conspiring against Cam and Leroy. And then when you got called out about it, you made a whole big huff like it wasn't true, but it is true. I knew I was so tired of seeing her because she's just like, she's annoying. So it was good to just see everybody come together and agree that she needed to go. And she went into elimination and Rachel beat her ass. So
first of all, I love how Lee and Camroy was like, we're not going to give up who told us this information. We shouldn't have to be able to do that. But the way she acted, I was like, Ayana, calm down, girl. You know you did that. You know
that, that's what she gets. Because what she did to, what was the lady's name? Who she made leave?
Janelle. That's Janelle, the one she gaslit so and basically Janelle left.
Like, I can't lied on her, and it turned Janelle off so much that she left. It was just like, that was your karma. That was your karma. And I wish Janelle was still there. But
Alicia, she just did an interview with a Zach who used to be on the show, and she was basically like, she knew, like, from what a lot of the things that they didn't show was like, she just knew that Ayana was going around and lying, and they kept saying, well, you know, we could kick her out. She was like, no, that's, you know, leave her in. But she said something to your point earlier. I can feel sympathy for somebody and still be affected by you doing wrong to me, and also like not want you in my life. She's like, I pray for her. I hope she's okay. Nobody wishes bad upon anyone, but what you still did to me was not okay. She said you can exist in two places, and that's where she's at, because she still is just not over. And seeing it, of course, is even worse because she sees it. Like,
you, Ayana was unapologetic. When she went home, Ayana was like, oh, well, hope
it was just like, I'm sorry. The way she was saying her kid's name before she.
Sadiq,
Imani. I was like, oh my gosh, you're so dramatic.
Or when she gave that speech, like you said, just to put vote in who she said she wasn't going to vote in.
Yo, she did all of that to be like, I'm going to do the one thing I said I wasn't going to do.
I'm voting it. Like, girl, what is wrong with you? She's annoying. I'm sorry.
Many you prayers, healthy energy, but girl, you also got to get a grip.
You got to go. You got to go. But all right, that is closing it out. So let's get into our positivity. What you got, best friend?
20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do. Mm. By H. Jackson Brown Jr., my uncle. No, he's not. I just, his last name's Brown.
Right. Hey, he could be. He could be.
Okay. He could be. Let me go to ancestry.com.
Mm-hmm. Find out if I'm related to H.
Jackson Brown Jr.
Okay. My quote is, if you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello.
And oh, that's beautiful.
Right. That's by Paulo Coelho. It's spelled C-O-E-L-H-O. Coelho. Cielo. I'm sure that's how it goes. Paulo Cielo.
That's a beautiful quote, but I was like,
I slaughtered his name. I wish he had an easier name because it was such a beautiful quote. It would have been the perfect end, but I had to fuck up the name. And
I heard the
show, y'all.
I was, I heard the cut. I said, oh, Lord, baby Jesus, we must pray.
Anyway, and on that, what's our closing slogan, best friend?
Love, abundance, and hair bundles. Apollo Colo.
Bye, y'all.
Have a good one.